Hey guys, and welcome. This is Natalie, and this is Murder Mystery Episode 1. Today we're talking about the murder of Dorothy Jane Scott. She was born on April 23rd, 1948, and disappeared on May 28th, 1980, when she was 32. Prior to the abduction and the murder, months before her abduction, Scott had been receiving anonymous phone calls at work from an unidentified male. She told her mother she recognized the voice but could not remember the man's name. The caller alternately told Scott of his love and devotion and also threatened to kill her. The man also said he had been stalking her and provided accurate details of her day-to-day life to prove it. Scott's mother recounted, "One day he called and said to go outside because he had something for her. She went out and there was a single dead rose on her windshield of her car." Scott's mother said one call especially horrified her daughter. The man reportedly told Scott he would get her alone and cut her up to bits so no one would ever find her. Because of the calls, Dorothy considered buying a handgun. About a week before her disappearance, she began taking karate. The disappearance and murder happened at 9 p.m. on May 28, 1980. Scott was an employee meeting at work. She noted coworker Conrad Boston did not look well and had a red mark on his arm. She and another co-worker, Pam Head, left the employee meeting to take Boston to the emergency room at UC Irvine Medical Center. Scott then changed her black scarf to a red one and stopped by her parents' house on the way to the hospital to check on her son. Medical personnel determined Bostrom had suffered a black widow spider bite and treated him. Head said she and Scott remained in the ER waiting room at no one time, Head said, did Scott leave her side. Boston was discharged around 11 p.m. and given a prescription. Scott offered to bring her car to the exit. She did not want Boston to walk too far in his condition, as he was still not feeling well. Head said Scott used the restroom briefly before heading out to the parking lot. Head and Boston filled his prescription and waited at the exit for Scott. When they did not see her after a few minutes, they went out to the ER's parking lot. Suddenly, they saw Scott's car speeding towards them. Its headlights blinded them so they could not see who was behind the wheel. They waved their arms to try to get Scott's attention, but the car sped past them and took a sharp right out of the parking lot. Initially, both thought Scott had an emergency come up with her son. A few hours later, after not hearing from her, Head in Boston reported Scott missing. At about 4:30 a.m. on Monday 29th, Scott's car, a white 1973 Toyota station wagon, was found burning in an alley about 10 miles from the hospital. Neither she nor her kidnapper were anywhere nearby. On August 6, 1984, a construction worker discovered dog and human bones side by side, about 30 feet from Santa Ana Canyon Road. The bones were partly charred, and authorities believed that there had been there for 2 years, as a bushfire had swept across the site in 1982. A turquoise ring and watch were also found. Scott's mother said the watch had stopped at 12:30 a.m. on Monday 29th, about an hour after Head in Boston last saw Scott's vehicle. On August 14th, the bones were identified as Scott's by dental records. An autopsy could not be determined the cause of death. A memorial service was held on August 22nd. About a week after Scott's disappearance, her parents received a phone call from an unidentified man who said, "I've got her," and hung up. The same man called almost every Wednesday afternoon and said either that he or Dorothy had killed her. The calls were usually brief and usually occurred when Vera was home alone. In April 1984, the man called during the evening. Jacob Scott answered and the call stopped. They tried tracing him, but he would never stay on the line long enough. After Scott's remains were found in August 1984, the family started receiving calls again. Police installed a voice recorder at the Scott residence. They were not able to trace the calls, however, because the man never stayed on the line long enough. A possible motivation in Scott's murder surfaced June 12, 1980. An unidentified man called from the front desk at Orange County Register. The paper had run a story that day about the case. A managing editor told the police, the man said, "I killed her. I killed Dorothy Scott. She was my love. I caught her cheating with another man. She denied having someone else. I killed her." Which is really creepy if you ask me. The editor also said the caller knew Conrad Boston had suffered from a spider bite the night on May 28th. He also knew that Scott had been wearing a red scarf. She had changed her black scarf to a red one after the employee meeting. Neither of these details have been published in the June 12th article. The caller also claimed Scott phoned him from the hospital that night. Pam had disputed that claim, saying she had been with Scott the entire time and she had not made a phone call. Investigators believe the anonymous caller was responsible for Scott's death. It was a really tragic story, especially since she already had a child. But yeah, that's our first murder mystery episode. Thank you for listening.